President Jonathan Satamels has sworn in all the 6 ministers and 3 deputy ministers approved by Parliament. He reminded them of the contents of the oaths of office, allegiance and secrecy that they have sworn. They should therefore put Ghana first in the course of their work above their parochial individual interests. President Mills asked them to work hard, especially in this election year, so that the good people of Ghana retain the NDC in government.
There's a time for everything, and this is your time. You've been chosen for a number of reasons, but the most important is the confidence that we have in your ability to work towards the improvement of the lot of our Ghanaian brothers and sisters. Remember that this is an election year. We have about 10 months to go, and therefore we must ensure that we work hard so that the people of Ghana will have no choice but to give us another 4-year term. You are coming to join a team which is already in existence. Some members of the team have had to go out for a number of reasons, and you have come to make the team complete.
President Mills reminded the new ministers of the government's social democratic credentials and work in that direction.
Remember also that the people of Ghana expect you to apply yourself to the job that you have been given. You are just like anybody else. And if you consider that we are a social democratic party, then we have additional responsibilities to care for the weak, the vulnerable, and the defenseless. I have no doubt whatsoever that you are cast in that mold which will enable you to perform these duties. We are all serving Mother Ghana, and remember, always to put Mother Ghana first before your own interest. And let me advise that whenever you are in difficulty, pray to God. He will give you an answer. You will never walk into your position with everything that you need to have, with all the skills required for that job. Sometimes you have to learn on the job, but I want to assure you that once you go there with an open mind and a desire to learn, the good Lord will make it possible.
President Mills. The Chief of Staff, John Henry Martin Newman, told the new ministers that the President wants them to assume their responsibilities as soon as possible to serve the people. He reminded them that they are being appointed to serve and nothing else.
This is one of the earliest swearing ceremonies we have had since His Excellency took over as President of this Republic. The decision is premised on the fact that the President wants you to assume the responsibility quickly and, let me say, with alacrity. Indeed, there is a gap in the ministries where you are going to assume the responsibility, and it will be important for you when you have taken office to quickly induct yourself into the nuances of these ministerial responsibilities. The critical word is serve. You need to serve. This is not a company. You are in politics and you have to serve the people. The people who have elected the President to run this country.
Chief of Staff John Henry Martin Newman. Minister of Employment and Social Welfare Moses Asaga, on behalf of those appointed, pledged to work hard to justify the confidence reposed in them by their President.
On behalf of my colleagues who have just now been redesigned from designate to ministers and deputy ministers, we want to assure the President that this is a critical moment, and as he has already alluded to, we are here because he has confidence in us that we can join our colleagues to work very hard for the success of his government for a second term. You know the pressure that is brought onto you when you are an injured player and you have to score. It means you have to work very hard. And I know that all of us have those capabilities to work very hard. And I wish to promise the President that come December and January 7th next year, he will be patting us on our backs for a good work done.
Minister of Employment and Social Welfare, Moses Asaga.